Come down to the little garden with me. Come go with me. Come go and see.
I'm Chris Greenspan. This is SGV Weekly, your fix of the 626.
Shit, Chris, level 5. We're trying to hit level 5, dog.
5.
5. 5. Cinco, 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 cinco.
That's my cousin Angela, also known as DJ Spinurita.
Welcome to the SGV, y'all.
We used to go to her house in Alhambra every 4th of July, Easter, Thanksgiving, and there was always a DJ in the backyard. Now Spinurita is your favorite DJ's favorite DJ. And everyone's in her garage through Twitch, giving out subs and biddies.
Oh my god, Rimrina! What? What the heck? 5-pack! Oh, Rum, thank you! Yo, if you got a gifted sub, please say thank you, Dizzy!
Angela became a DJ a little bit later in life, but she was a true veterana of the rave scene, and she reps the SGV hard.
We have to tell our own stories, basically. We have to take the narrative into our own because we were there, we know it, and we're the experts of it. I'm not going to have somebody else tell my story for me. So I think that this is super cool. And we're both from here. It's not somebody that's just like, oh, I'm interested in this area I've never been to and I've heard so much about it. Like, we actually have stories, family stories and things like that, that I think need to be told, preserved, and shared.
These are the memories of the 90s party scene in the 626. Backyards, Catholic high school dances, internet cafes. I wasn't there, but I know someone who was. That's after the break on SGV Weekly.
Support for SGV Weekly comes from Dr. Rubin's Pomade.
Made in Alhambra with a secret recipe since World War II that nourishes your hair with natural ingredients. It comes in flavors like melon, chocolate, and cherry, but please don't eat it. Try their lip balm instead. It lasts for hours. Get yours at drrubenspomade.com and use promo code SGVWeekly at checkout for 15% off. That's drrubenspomade.com.
Here are a couple things you can do to help us out. Share the show with someone who cares about the San Gabriel Valley. Rate and review the show on Apple Podcasts. Follow us at SGV Weekly on Instagram and consider giving some bucks to our Patreon. You can find it on sgvweekly.com. Now back to the show.
I'm Chris Greenspan. It's SGV Weekly. Angela Ramirez, aka DJ Spinurita, blew up on Twitch during the pandemic. Tuning into her show is like beaming a 90s party to wherever you are.
How's everybody feeling out there? What are you doing? Are you at work? Are you at home? Are you with the kiddos? Are you shopping? Are you being a bad girl, bad boy? It's okay. No judgment zone over here.
You'll see SoCal party crews reminiscing on her channel, but people tune in from everywhere and throw up Spinurita's custom SGV emote, even if they've never been here.
Yo, let's get into some music. We got Chris from SGV Weekly in the house. If you don't know by now, SGV stands for San Gabriel Valley. That's where I grew up. That's where I'm from. I'm from Alhambra.
And she always reps local music. You have no idea what
your booty's doing to me. All right, here we go, y'all. Come on. Elbows up. Come on, Mega. Woo! Go, Chris. Hey, Linda's here. Summertime in the SGV. What? Girl, I wanna make you.
I actually went about 15 or so years without seeing Angela, but we reconnected right when I started writing about the SGV. I was in her kitchen one night with her nephew, my cousin Ryan, and he played her what I was working on, and she said something like, "Damn fool, that's dope. The SGV doesn't get a lot of shine." I was pleasantly surprised. I didn't know I had grown up around someone else who loved this place so much. Maybe it rubbed off. The story we're going to hear is about how Spinurita honors our region's traditions, bringing them forward to today, but not just looking through purely rose-colored glasses. Though, to be honest, it is a love story about raving and the SGV in the 90s.
I grew up here in Alhambra and Pasadena and on the surrounding areas, and I partied out here. And because of all that influence, all those backyard parties, quinceañeras, kickbacks, you know, our family parties, you know, where your parents were here, probably when you weren't even born yet. And that's basically how I got influenced to be a DJ. From your uncle, my brother, Ray. He threw backyard parties from way back. Don't tell him I said that. And now, you know, here I am representing where I'm from. Always. I always say Los Angeles, SGV to be exact, Alhambra is a spot. So, you know, just to let people know geographically where we're at. And the influence that I feel that Latinos had in music, especially from this area, from these scenes, and from these backyards. So that's my goal, is to push our influence of music on the LA landscape.
You know, I don't know whether it was your brother or your sister, but probably the first time in my life I ever saw a DJ in person was in your parents' backyard. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the celebration was, but there was a guy who came here. I think he could have been Asian or Filipino. He had, like, to me, the coolest hair ever, because I was like 4 years old. He had spiky hair, and his crates had pictures of Charlie Brown characters.
No
on
way.
Them. Yeah.
Oh, you mean like this? Wait, hold on. Like that?
Yes, like that. Exactly like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, man. I mean, same here. I mean, my uncle, I call him uncle, but he's my dad's cousin. He's the first ever DJ I ever saw, and they were at the backyard party. Now, it's always a backyard party. I think that's what's really cool about Los Angeles, is that we have so much space, you know, where we live. Because I've been to New York and places like that, and they have no backyard, maybe a little tiny sliver. But we have a whole yard where we can, like, do stuff, have barbecues and things like that. So, yeah, it was probably somebody's baby shower. We never have to have an excuse for a party. We just party.
So do you think that's like the cultural advantage, or one of them, of living in the suburbs, but specifically in the San Gabriel Valley, that we have backyards, a place where we can party, because we're not known for having any clubs
venues
or anything?
Yeah, I mean, I think so. I definitely think so. The only thing is that Alhambra definitely could be a hater on, like, noise complaints. So four blocks away is El Sereno, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So four blocks away, you can party till 5 a.m. Like, no one's messing with you. But over here, I had to adjust throwing parties here, honestly, because we'd start a party at like 8 p.m. and we'd start getting the cops coming down at about 10. And come on, that's not like nobody's here yet. Everybody's late. So I now, whenever I throw a party in my backyard, I start at like 1 or 2 in the afternoon and go till 10. So we get at least 8 hours of partying in, and, you know, we're already done by then.
You're on a Mexican baby birthday hours.
Yeah, it could be somebody's first birthday and we're drinking, we have a DJ, you know what I mean? Like, and I think also, like, all of that influence of seeing my mom and our family, like, put together these parties helped me become a promoter and throw my own parties. Because you got to think about the music, you got to think about the drinks, the food, like the guest list, like all that stuff, cleaning the house. Like, it all comes into play when you're throwing an event. So this area where I grew up, our family, like, it definitely brought me to where I'm at right now.
Like I said, I went to a lot of 4th of July's there, some that weren't actually in July. Her parents, Mario and Terry, were the nicest people in the world. They were working folks who wanted the best for their family. And by the time I was born, they were sending Angela to a private high school.
Well, I definitely knew I was from the suburbs. I definitely knew I was middle class, you know, but I also knew, like, from a different perspective, because I went to an all-girls Catholic school in La Cañada, and they were of a class that I was never going to be in. I mean, they're just the upper echelon, 1%, or, you know what I mean? Like, wealth that I'll never know, probably, which is fine. But I felt like in high school, I stuck out because I was so myself, and I was so, like, I didn't even go to those high school dances. And let me just tell you right now, nobody ever believes it, but we used to go to Catholic school, high school dances that were like clubs, like literal clubs. Like, there was nuns and priests there, and all around were go-go cages, girls dancing in go-go cages. There was walls of speakers, Richard Humpty Vision. All the biggest DJs would come DJ for us.
My name is Richard Humpty Vision, and this is my house.
We were all dressed either as rebels or hoochies or groovers. That's what I was, like a raver. There was party crews, there was dance crews. Everyone was battling, having fun. So I went to all those high school dances that were like Cathedral, Bishop Amat, Don Bosco. I never went to like Pasadena high schools or La Cañada because they were just not my thing. They weren't playing what I like. They had no flavor to me.
Wait, so you went to the Hoochie High School dance or you went to...
Yeah.
Just for clarification.
Basically. Yeah, I mean, Mission, like all the other high schools, I would go there because that's where I identified.
Eventually, her mom would just drop her off at raves because that's already who she was. Nothing was going to change that. So I guess she might as well have her mom reminding her to be safe. But the TV said that it was dangerous.
For many at the rave, that's not enough. They add drugs and alcohol to the party.
Not judging, but Angela didn't actually do what most grown adults with life experience referred to as drugs.
It is true some kids go to raves to get high on drugs, but many say they are simply on a high-tech computer-generated trip.
Well, one thing I'm curious about is how do you feel about the way the history and the, you know, general narrative about raving has been told in the past?
I think that it's up to us to tell our own stories because back in the day, it would be Fox News trying to make us look like we were criminals when we were just all getting together and having fun. I'm not saying that, you know, ditching parties was the way to go, but like people would throw ditching parties and go to a house and party starting at 7 a.m. as high schoolers. And that's just part of who we were and how we celebrated music and life together as youngsters. And it wasn't about... A lot of it wasn't about violence. There was, you know, not saying that it was, like I said, perfect. Cholos were there. I have some really cool stories from Richard Humpty Vision. He was telling me how he saw house music literally change people. Like he said, cholos would show up to the Dome, which was his resident night at Florentine Gardens. And they would show up one weekend, and then the next weekend they would be dressed as like a houser. They wouldn't be dressed as a cholo anymore because the girls didn't want to date a cholo. They wanted to date the houser guys. So they started dancing like housers and started dressing like housers. Like, it's just, you know, what it was. And the influence of music on us and our influence on the music, I think that it's important to talk about it as Latinos, Latinx, Chicanos, Chicanas. Like, being in electronic music doesn't get documented at all. So it's up to us, because if you put your history into somebody else's hands, you already know what can happen. You know, stuff can be erased, things can be taken, and histories will not be spoken about. So I think that it's up to us to be able to do that for ourselves and keep the tradition going, because there's youngsters that are probably watching here and saying, wow, I'm from, you know, Montebello and I want to get into DJing, and I see this girl, she's from Alhambra. And sometimes you just have to see someone who looks like you to influence you.
Speaking of which, here are some DJs from the SGV who inspired her.
Santiago Salazar also grew up in the SGV. He moved to Detroit, and he actually became a member of Underground Resistance, which are like the founding fathers of techno. So someone from the SGV going to Detroit, the home of techno, and becoming a member of an original crew, that is like super amazing. So to have people like Silent Servant, Dean Paul, Santiago Salazar, so many more people. I mean, DJ Irene's from Montebello. Like, there's a lot of influence that came from the 90s that is now like present for us. And now I'm trying to be present in that influence for other people.
Now major DJs are behind what she's doing because of the undeniable authenticity of her work. That reputation was already solidified after 1 year on Twitch when she held the anniversary in her backyard.
Whoever was there, you know already, that shit was the fucking hook. That was like right when like pandemic, when you could kind of have like a small gathering outdoors. And so I invited some friends from Twitch, and some of the most amazing DJs ever played for my 1 year anniversary. I don't know if anybody in the chat room was there. I had 10,000 views after the stream. It was that live. Like, y'all know I was faded by like 11 a.m. It started at like 10. I was faded by 11. Fuck. But I lasted. I did last all night long. So I was fucked up, but I was still there.
Her second Twitch anniversary is coming up in LA, by the way. Limited tickets are available. Now, Angela's DJ career is at the point where I can name drop her and vaguely impress people. They say, oh, and you should have seen how much love there was in the chat during this next part about giving back.
Why don't you tell us about that DJ teaching you've been doing? You've been doing that in Whittier and Pomona. That's SGV enough. How's that been going? Have you had some good students?
Yeah, I mean, it's a new program. I'm working with an organization called Give a Beat. They go into prisons and juvenile halls, things like that, to help folks heal through music, pretty much. We teach DJing and audio production, so how to produce music. I started off as a guest. I went to California prison with them and got to meet some really amazing people, and they're the shit. These guys were asking me questions about Japan and, you know, DJing, and I got to figure out what they liked about music and things like that. So now I'm a teaching artist, what they call me. So I go into schools once a week. It's been almost 3 months now. And yeah, I teach kids about DJing. It's interesting. Sometimes you feel like, damn, am I even doing anything? And then I remember, like, even just planting the seed is enough sometimes, you know? So yeah, so it's been good. I'm going to actually take a little time off of it because I have my own career moves I'm trying to make. So it's hard, you know, kind of holding down a steady gig because I have Twitch too. Twitch is like one of my little gigs as well. IRL's opening up again. So it's hard to spread myself out and do all the things. But right now I am teaching kids from 5th to 7th grade and also 1st and 3rd graders. Whoa. 1st and 3rd graders are hella cute. We just always have like a dance party and I choose who's going to be the DJ, play Encanto. We don't talk about Bruno, no, no, no. They ask for Extension. I'm like, how do you even know who that is? Like, that's so grown up, you know? A lot of kids from Whittier into old school. Like, they like oldies. Yeah. They like freestyle because of probably their parents and their, you know, so it's so cool to see the cycle, you know, like what happened with me, like listening to what my parents listened to, what my brother listened to, my sister, like it all started there. And then I started to venture out and listen to hip hop and, you know, rave music and shit like that. So I get to see these kids kind of growing up and saying like, so what's dope in what you listen to, you know?
It's been awesome bringing some recognition to Spinurita. It's plain to see she loves SoCal's Latino culture, and there's no doubt she reps the SGV hard. But the question is,
how hard? Like, how far will you go to rep the SGV?
I'm trying to get the key to the city, man. Shit. I'm trying to get the key to Alhambra. I'm like, I'm the queen of the bra. I've been saying it for years now. Like, I'm telling you, no one else talks about the SGV like I do. In this realm, you know, DJ-wise, I mean, Killa Knows is obviously from the SGV. Like, we all know, like, when we're from here, we represent. We know what up. So, yeah, like I said, I'm trying to get the key to the city because, I mean, why not?
Why not? That was Angela Ramirez, DJ Spinurita, on our live crossover back in March.
Thank you, Mod Squad. Thank you, LaWanda, for throwing up that link to SGVweekly.com.
And follow her at twitch.tv/Spinurita.
Killa Knows knows. Killa Knows says salute to the queen of the SGV. What? I'm telling you, y'all, I'm going to get the key to the city, y'all. I'm going to get that shit. You're going to be there with me. I'm going to fucking stream it. My friend was like, you should run for mayor of Alhambra. I don't want to work that hard. Hell no. If all I have to do is DJ all day, okay.
Couple more things to plug. Check out Spinurita's debut EP, Top Secret Grand Prix, produced by her and Caleb Stone on her own Backyard Party Records. Listen to her show, Casual Play, on NTS Radio. And she's got an episode coming from the Dub Lab podcast, Deep Roots, where she talks even more about the SGV. I'm going to send you out with this. One more memory of where people used to party in the 626.
So we would go to this internet cafe called Eyebrows in Alhambra on Main Street, and they would shut down the cafe and bring in big, huge speakers into this cafe and have a DJ set up. And it would turn into a weekly drum and bass party on Thursdays in Alhambra. So me and my friends would meet up at my brother-in-law David's house, his apartment, and we'd like smoke weed and chill before we'd walk to Eyebrows because we didn't have a car. I didn't have a car until I was like, till I was like 20. And it would just be this whole other vibe. Like during the day, it's internet cafe. You're in there buying your coffee. I feel like that's when coffee was like really popular, when it was like Starbucks was finally coming out. Like, what
did
is
they
this
even
shit?
Play the music during the day while they were
no,
just doing
no, they
their
didn't
own
play
thing?
Any drum and bass during the day. So it was like, I don't know who was booking it, but it was really cool because it was for the young kids, you know, like we weren't going to clubs yet. We weren't of age yet. So we had this spot to go to on Main Street in Alhambra. And I was already into raves and jungle and all that stuff. So it was perfect for me and my friends. Our friend Mia V, she performed there once, and I still love her music so much. I'd meet up with friends. We'd be like, who's going to Eyebrows tonight? We'd all meet up over there and just like kick it till, I think it was till like midnight or one, and we'd just be at this, you know, cafe dancing to drum and bass on Thursdays. And we'd go every Thursday, like nonstop. I mean, we'd have our ritual. Go to David's house, they'd be drinking, we'd be smoking, we'd walk over there, get our party on, they'd pick us up, and then we'd just do it again every Thursday. And that was the shit. So
carry home. SGV Weekly is recorded and produced in La Puente, California. Our theme song is Carry Home by the Gun Club, courtesy of Manifesto Records. Ambient music by DJ Privacy Settings. Logo designed by Felipe Flores and Rita Greenspan. I'm Chris Greenspan. This is SGV Weekly.